Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This ad is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. One thing Nat and I do well is have fun. Fun is our chance to let loose, be silly, connect with friends, and live in the moment. Whether it's in our backyard with family and friends or on tour with all of you, we will never skim on a fun time. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart, especially when it comes to your babies. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. And you know what else they don't skim on? Protein. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk thanks to the two most abundant proteins found in breast milk, plus broken down proteins. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code unfiltered20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Talk about what you're living.
Yep.
You know, and that will most likely be interesting to people.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee
there's a lot of people out there.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And if you have some freaky shit, share it, if you're not afraid.
Oh, definitely share it.
I mean, what's freaky?
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
You know what? Unfortunately, today we're doing it from the car because seven children are impeding our work lives and our real lives and our all the lives we ever did have.
Jeez Louise.
So we're doing We're doing it.
My phone just vibrated in my couch and it felt good.
We're doing it from the car. It happens to be hot. It was cold yesterday.
Not where I was.
It was cold here.
I heard.
You heard.
I heard.
It wasn't bad, actually. It was kind of lovely. It was like long sleeve with like a pair of leggings, and it felt appropriate. Not like when you're in the summertime in leggings and you're boiling hot, but you don't have...
You don't wear shorts.
You don't wear the Kim K shorts that basically show off your fupa. I mean, no, like if that's your thing, that's your thing.
I think fupas are in style.
No, I know, but I'm not ready to rock the camel toe fupa look yet. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I don't think
our neighborhood it really rocks well.
I mean, listen, I saw someone in the airport with skin color ones. Just what? Yeah.
So you thought she was naked?
Well, basically, I was a girl. It was like taupe, and I was like, "You go!"
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, "That is something else."
Guys, today is the last day of summer vacation,
and you're listening to this on a Tuesday, so it is your first day
of school.
Oh my god! For some,
this is for us in Toronto, and I mean, I just we don't need to do anything, right?
No, I really am just managing emotions. Oh. And I just kind of want the first week done because I feel like I know it will be a transition. Mm-hmm. I'm not a dingbat. I know it will be, they're going to feel things. I know that they have to go to school. And I think of it like this in my head. This is your mom truth moment. Ready? They all sit there and they get bombarded with people and things and new people and like people telling them to do things and people they're not used to and people just like in their space and they're like, what? They don't know
It's like moving to a new country for them and not knowing the language or how to order off the menu.
Yeah.
And so...
Especially for mine, because it is another language.
Yeah. So then they come home and they're like, why did you do that to me?
I know.
Why did you just... Why?
It actually seems a bit mean.
Yeah. Why did you do that to me? And then you know they have to go through the shit can to get some whoopsa. Is that what it's called?
Oh, I know. I know what you mean.
Hoopsa. Hoopsa.
Hold on.
Hoshka.
Some hens fire.
Hoopsa.
Hoopchka. No.
Hooshka. What is it? Hupska.
It's like gumption, right?
Gumption.
Yeah, but.
Hoot.
Some. Hold on. I don't know that word.
Hoochka.
Yeah.
We're going to learn that tomorrow. Anyways, and I have the anticipation of the shit can coming home and exploding. It's like they walk in and they shake it, the shit can, and they open it and it sprays everywhere. Everywhere. That's what I feel.
And you know what else?
And it's
for you?
Sludge. So you like clean it up and it doesn't go easy.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Your little girl is starting kind of school for the very first time. I mean, Kat put her in preschool for like 4 days.
Yeah, she didn't like it. So guess what? It's your last. I'm like, you know what? I'll hire a nanny. Why? I actually already had a nanny. I'm like, why am I doing this? Yeah. You know what? This is dumb.
That was
go home.
So funny.
Yeah, go home. This
go
is dumb.
Home. No, you know what? School's for fools.
It was just, and even now I'm like, just go for half a day.
Yeah. Are you doing that?
I'm like, you don't need to go for the whole day. You're four.
Did you tell her that?
Dude, you know what? This podcast, we're going to talk about content and like business and that thing. But before we get to that, I believe like we talked about Facebook trends. Holy shit. Or like trends on the internet. Facebook is like, you can persuade yourself of anything on Facebook. You could persuade yourself that, you know, it is legit news. It's just people's opinions on the internet.
Sure feels like the news to me. That's where I get my news.
So everyone's like, you know, let the kids play. School's too much, too long. Forget homework. That's why your kids are afraid to fail. Let them... Oh! So I was like, you know what? You're four. You don't need to go all day.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's bad. Bad. It's bad life lessons. The other ones were there all day.
Have you told her this?
I mean, I'm like, if you don't let...
Yeah, you told her. You fully told her.
I'm like, when I'm away, she actually has to go half days when I'm away because of the pickups and the drop-offs. Because my nanny has to get...
Okay, well, it's not like you live somewhere else, so that'll be a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she'll be looking forward to when I leave.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Shoot balls, because we're going to Las Vegas, people. And
for the Mom Truths Live
Show.
Tour.
You can get your tickets at catnat.ca.
And you can see some dick if you want to or not.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. The Facebook marketing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No. When we were like, come and get your dick.
But not just the dick.
But
you can have more and you don't have to lick.
That was funny. And you don't... No, you don't. You know what? Actually, there's no dick showing. It's imaginary dick.
Oh, gosh.
Here's what I was going to say. Yes, it's a business podcast, in case you didn't know. And you're just tuning in and you're like, what the fuck are these two talking about?
I know, but you know, it's so crazy. Because, like, I was up at a cottage this weekend and...
And you looked rich.
Did I? Oh, thank God.
That cottage looked so rich.
Oh.
Everyone thought it was your cottage.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, where are you? I'm like, not our cottage.
You know what? It was such a nice place, and not one part of me wants a cottage.
Mm.
Like, it just looks like so much work.
Yeah, it is.
Break and all the stuff. I'm happy to be a guest there. But this girl was like, this woman was like, no, seriously, I really want to congratulate you. And I was like, I thought she was going to say something specific, like writing the book. And she's like, what you and your friend have created is just so amazing. And like, you know, moms everywhere are just like, they're so thankful. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, it's like, you don't really know what to say.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, yes, it is amazing. I mean, the only thing I think to myself is...
I took it up the ass last night. No, that's what you're thinking.
Oh, no.
It was a joke.
God.
You're not really...
I'm still thinking about that.
You're not... I know you are.
But I'm always thinking about it.
But you're not thinking about something serious, are you, at that time?
Oh, I was thinking... I said to her, I go... what I'm thinking is, no, I didn't have anal, but you know, she makes it sound like it's been so much work and all of this. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, and the whole time, I've had so much fun doing it.
It's funny you say that. I was like, we should start working. I was like, driving over here. I was like, oh, shit. We need to, because the summertime is like a kind of a write-off for us. And I feel like everyone's lazy, including us. Like, no one does anything. I'm like, where's the world? And I was on a bit of a tangent. I have a list of to-do for a lot of people on our team.
Yeah.
That we got to get going, including this podcast. I was like, we have now an Instagram for it. And I'm like, there is so much content that we pump out that should be on that that should be on that grid. Mm. It shouldn't just be static quotes. You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck. Seriously.
Well, not just quotes.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. But, okay, that which leads me to content. I think that I have been watching and listening to a lot of podcasts recently, and a lot of people are talking about content and content. And if I was someone who was listening and I was an entrepreneur, I'd be like, what the fuck is content? I would actually be like, what is content?
Right.
Right? Would you not?
Content's
thrown around like...
I guess it depends on the person.
Right.
And what they know and what they understand, I guess.
Like, content is something... That's our job.
Mm-hmm.
We create content, which is basically... It's like a magazine or it's like a TV show. It's your ideas put down onto different... What's the word? Different...
Channels.
Different channels of information. And why content is so fucked up is because people consume it like it's their ideas. So you can believe, you begin to follow whatever you want to follow and internalize that. Does that make sense? Like, content is now your voice.
Yeah.
And your connection to the world.
Yeah.
So watch what you're fucking consuming.
Oh, because it will become a part of you.
It will become a part of you.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone realizes that. They just scroll Instagram, and then they're like, what you follow is what you're thinking.
Right.
Which, it's no longer conversations with people. It's what you're fucking reading. It's part of my language every day.
I feel high right now.
Oh, are you?
No, I mean, I might be, but just like this following that thing, I was like, dude.
No.
That's the joy.
Were you high last night?
Yeah.
So high. You hate getting high. Why'd you do that?
I don't know. Everybody's doing it. All the kids are doing it.
I know.
And then I'm like, oh, that looks like
how high
I'm
did
do
you
it.
Get?
I don't know. They had rolled joints. They had pens.
They had a buffet.
There was just everywhere you turned, there was somebody smoking something. They had chocolate. I did not eat any edibles. That's where I draw the line.
Did you feel it?
Yes. I was. Oh God. Yes. Everyone was just like. Oh.
Did you talk to people?
I don't know. Maybe one.
Did you stay awake?
I don't know. It was like 2 o'clock every time I looked at my clock.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You see that till 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. God, who are you?
I know. And I was the first to go to bed.
You're much better with me.
Yeah, it's not.
You know what?
That lifestyle, that rock star lifestyle, I can't do.
Both nights. What about Friday night?
Oh, yeah.
2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
What time did you wake up at?
Like, these people's kids sleep till like 10.
Shut up.
I'm not fucking joking you.
What time do your kids sleep till?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we got out of bed at like 9 or something. We were down on the dock, and everybody else didn't come down to the dock till 12:30.
What did you eat? What did you do?
All the things.
Like what?
Like, they made amazing food.
Wow, Nat, you're living a life of luxury. Meanwhile, I was just schlepping, eating grilled cheese.
Well, that's good too.
Mm. So, content. What I was going to say is, when people say,
"What would you consider like content that?" People are watching that is negatively affecting like their inner voice.
You know, I have a strong opinion about something right now, and you know it. I don't really want to get into it, but I believe that certain movements are amazing, and they're nudging like the whole entire industry, which is amazing. But I also believe that it's silencing. I believe that we're ingesting things right now that are so self-indulgent, not so self.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Self,
yeah.
Not indulgent, but just, it's like self,
it's,
self.
It's like, we're talking too much. We're putting so much emphasis and attention on like something specific in ourselves.
Yeah.
That it's like, it becomes obsessive.
Yeah.
And then you think about it all the time when you shouldn't be thinking about your body all the time. You know what I mean?
You shouldn't be thinking about anything all the time.
No,
you know,
totally.
It should be like I think that we're polarizing certain people and segregations, and like, I just, you know, someone who does it so fucking well is Lizzo. And it's like, she is about happiness and about like her life and like how you impact others positively. Like, I don't know how to put it. I really think that
she's feeling good as hell.
I just think that content, it is something as a business owner, like there's brand and then there's content. And this is really a business heavy one in terms of, like, you know, our Instagram page for Catnat is all over the place, but that's because curating a brand of just one look makes me nervous because it doesn't give you room to grow, right? Like, it's like, we want people to be able to see that we have so many different facets. Our podcast page is branded because it is one specific entity of our lives. I think that if you're branding something to market, you need to have a really strong brand. So that means when someone lands on your page, when someone goes to your website, they know exactly who you are without even reading what you're saying. But when you are your two people, and someone said a really nice message yesterday. Where's your Insta? Give me this for a second. This was the nicest thing I've ever read, actually, in a long time on one of our pages.
And by the
way, did you read it?
No. And by the way, the amazing things people write us and tell us all the time or make us blown away.
It was a really nice comment, and I had never really seen someone write it so nicely. And she basically, I mean, a lot of people say a lot of nice things to us, but what she said was, I like that she summed us up in like one little nugget, like a little nugget.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/CatAndNat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/CatAndNat.
She basically said, amongst all your silliness and all your craziness, your understanding and warmth and like just your overall being of okay with everything is what everyone should be watching. She's like, you guys are hilarious and funny and fun. And but she's like, but then there's this like this oozing of understanding and warmth that comes out of you. And she's like, and I hope all and wisdom. And I hope all moms take note and are listening, because within every post, there's like something that you can take from it. And she was a grown mom, and she's like, I still learn from you guys, but in hindsight, I can't believe you can talk about in hindsight when you're living it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit, drop the mic. No one's ever told, like, people have thanked us and, you know, but for someone of a different generation to tell us that we're nailing it in terms of the feelings of looking, like, it's like she was like, you're living, it's like she's living it like you've lived it, which, if you know, we've had a lot of past lives, so
I sure have,
like, so many past lives. Yeah. It's crazy together. So many. I can't wait to live our next life and learn about this life.
Oh my gosh, what is next life like,
dude? I don't know.
It just keeps getting better, right, until you reach like euphoria or something.
Yeah, it depends.
I think you just go back.
You do have to learn lessons with each life,
of course,
right? Yeah, like, we got a lot to learn still.
What could be better than this life?
I know where, I mean, third, shit, it's coming, this life is going fast.
Maybe our next life, wherever we are, there won't be snow.
Is that all we care about?
It's like, I'm like, what could make my life better? I guess I don't like winter, and I live here, my family lives here, so I gotta stay.
Fucking content, right. Anyways, what we were gonna say was, even if you are struggling with what content is, or if you're struggling with how to make content, really all you need to do is dial into who you are, because you have a unique voice. And I think people forget that their content is from within them. It's not something you look around to create. So, like, you have to talk about what is your own unique ability. No, not your own unique, your own unique voice in this fucking world, because there could be 7 florists, but you have a unique voice from the florist beside you. Even though that florist is killing it, there's something different about you. Even though you're twins, even twins are different people.
Yep.
Even identical twins have 2 separate personalities and 2, although once.
Do tell.
Oh my God. Are you ready?
Yeah.
There was these 2 twins that were in my life. They were older. Of course, my parents knew. My parents were a little bit wacky. Okay, and they would come over, and they were identical. They never left each other's side.
And they were grown-ups?
They were grown-ups. They looked the
same. Were they
boys
or girls?
2 girls. They looked the same. They dressed the same. They never left each other's side.
Are they still alive?
They live together.
I think I've seen them.
Mm-mm.
I saw adult woman twins in Toronto.
They'd be very old right now.
Okay.
I'm going to ask my dad when he comes over. Remember those 2 twins?
And they never
They wouldn't talk much. I remember just looking at them being like, what? Never got married? Nope. Nope. Just like inseparable. And I was like, are you one person? And you like, you don't like,
right.
You
Instead can't. Of making 2, they
made one in 2 bodies.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, you can't function without each other.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Very
they go
interesting.
To work together?
I have to get more information. I'm going to stay tuned for this one. I'm going to like, do you have sex together? Like, what, not together, but like, what happened?
I don't think they ever had sex.
I'm going to find that out too. I'm going to ask all the questions. I'm not sure my dad would know, but I'm going to ask him all the questions.
Well, that would be 2 people that had a very tight content on their Instagram.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you always have something, if you're stuck, you have something to say different than someone else.
Yes, but that's the hard, and it's really good advice, and I hope everyone that's listening can
understand
it.
They won't.
No, but a lot of that is so much easier said than done, to find your own voice and know your own self.
No, it's like, talk to yourself. Sit there and talk.
Think about people that you meet. How many people, when you meet that person who knows themselves and they're confident in their very own self, and you can tell that they're not easily like influenced by things, those people are rare.
I don't even know if you have to be confidence is gained by trying. Like, you don't have to be an expert in what you know. All you have to do is share what you're thinking. Like, there's no right or wrong in sharing what you're thinking, unless you're like someone who's maybe a killer. You know, like, you think it's like, unless you have strong opinions on something that's bad or wrong, you'll still have an audience.
Oh yeah,
those fucking people do. Look at the internet. It's full of those people.
Yeah.
But you need to find, you have a voice. No one has a stronger voice than you. No one's sitting there and they've learned more than you, or they know more than you, or they learned by doing it.
And don't be intimidated by people with really fancy, what do you call it, when you go to school and you get a
degree? No. Oh, fuck no. You know what? No. With the internet today, I could be a brain surgeon.
With the Google.
With the Google.
With the Google?
You know what? If I had to operate on your brain, I probably could. probably Google. Yeah. I could probably YouTube how to operate on you or do something. Yeah. I probably could find, could I do it? Maybe not. I'm not saying brain surgeons aren't like highly skilled. I wouldn't want to operate on someone. I'm just saying.
I probably could figure it out.
You could probably figure out mostly anything today. Mm-hmm. Mostly anything.
Well, it's like when the boys were trying to get the Jeep roof off of it and they were trying for so long. I'm like, Google it.
Yeah, Google it, babe. Google it. Everything is at your...
God damn it.
You have your own business. You have your own world at your internet. There's no other time when you can sit down and Google how to build a plane or how to build a parachute and jump off a bridge.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, you could.
You probably couldn't go to the library and find it.
No problem.
But you could go to the internet and find
it. Heck yeah, girl.
You know what I'm saying, Newtly?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying no one's better, no one's smarter. Well, there are smarter people for sure, but not
smart in what?
Exactly.
Right. Like some people are really smart in politics, some people are really smart in geography. I asked this girl what she did her degree and she told me geography. I'm like, what were you gonna do with that?
Map shit.
Write maps.
Map.
Draw
shit.
Maps. She draws maps.
I think the biggest thing, you can even find out how to get self-confidence for fuck's sakes on the internet. You can even Google how to make content on the internet to make content. That's how crazy the internet is right now. They even have, I don't recommend it, like, what's it called? Spreadsheets of like what content does well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like right now it is foolproof other than you being a fool not trying it. Okay. The only foolproof thing of being a fool is you.
You're the fool.
I'm just saying, if you're sitting there being like, I can't do it, I have nothing to say. Yeah, you do. What'd you eat for breakfast?
Yeah.
I'm interested in that shit.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you do last night? For real, what did you do last night?
Yeah,
yeah. No, for real.
You didn't curl up and read a book and fall asleep gently. What did you do?
Pull out the fucking task rabbit and go to town and masturbate?
Task rabbit?
Giant.
What's a task rabbit?
I think it's a big dildo.
I thought a task rabbit was an app for people to go get their groceries for you.
Maybe, let's call it, there's something kind of rabbit. You know what?
Yes, it's called the rabbit.
There's something. But I'm talking about the big one.
Oh, the task rabbit.
Like the huge one. Okay.
Or maybe, you know, I even want to know, like, you know those things I floss my teeth with?
Yeah, did you do that?
All the time.
What'd you floss with?
I'm addicted to it.
But I want to know what you actually did.
I know.
Like those things that people, like if people watch.
I plucked my pubes with my fingernails.
You did?
No.
But I want to know. But if people will watch a cat on YouTube, they want to know what you did. Like, think about that. You know,
if a cat, I want to know what they're talking about. Who sits on a park bench
in a cemetery
and they're not on their phones? Well, now
he's on his phone.
But like, what are they doing?
Well, they are like talking maybe about plots where they're going to get buried. I mean, I don't know.
Even those two boring people, I want to know what they're talking about,
dude. Yeah. This is so. If you are struggling with content right now, it does not have to be on brand. Just get content out. If you're in a content rut, get it out and just let it go. You never know what's going to... Last time we talked about freeing yourself from like viral content, like trying to make viral content. Just, you know what? You never know what's going to resonate with someone.
You never know.
You never know.
Just let it flow.
Yeah, I bet people now want to know what flossers you use.
I know.
Guaranteed. They're going to be
amazing.
You like
them too, right?
Yeah, I love them. They bend. They're a little...
I know. They're a bit flimsy.
And it's a lot of plastic.
You have to go through so many for one mouth.
Yeah, that's
a
problem.
I'm addicted.
I know, it's a bit, but I don't like that aspect of it bothers me.
I agree.
You know what?
I hate that floss.
What toothbrush do you... People are interested in the dumbest shit. So if you sit there trying to think about something like Brainiac or moving, fuck it. Talk about what you're living.
Yep.
You know, and that will most likely be interesting to people.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee
you. There's a lot of people out there.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And if you have some freaky shit, share it, if you're not afraid.
Oh, definitely share it.
I mean, what's freaky?
I'm not going to say what popped in my mind.
When Nat and I are struggling with, like, when we're on a content rut, we go to a place of either what we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That always just is something that is honest and you don't have to think a lot about. We sometimes go to old content and pull it back up again because it is our content. So why not reuse it? Why try to recreate something that we used 2 years ago that we loved and still resonates today?
Not to mention, I was on someone's page and they showed you, but they reused the same videos over and over.
Well,
it took me, I was on the page for so long before I realized that I was watching the same shit over and over.
There you go. I would also recommend posting something just like a memory. I don't know if you're stuck, just like back throwback to. But it's just don't overthink this shit. All day you make content in your head. All day.
Mm-hmm.
Nat's making it right now, staring at those people.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
He's probably talking about how, with the steps she needs to take to try anal.
I would like to ask that question.
Have you guys ever done anal?
You know what?
Do you think she's done anal?
The bedroom? Okay. Let's just go here for a minute, okay?
All right.
The bedroom is the mystery of everybody.
You cannot tell by the way they look.
You're going to sit in a business meeting today,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to look at the people across
mm-hmm.
from you.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing freaky shit
mm-hmm.
in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
or they've got their socks on, mm-hmm. and it's a 2-minute pump chump, mm-hmm. and they're done. You know what I mean?
Poor guy.
Or girl.
Pump
you know?
Chump. Pump chump.
Yeah, pump chump.
No, I get it, but did you just make that up?
I don't know. Rhymes.
Pump chump. I like that.
He's a 2-pump chump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, fine. Listen, I'll take a 2-pump chump any day over a 4-hour pump chump. Fuck no.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the mystery. You never, he has sex. They all
it
these
is so
people.
Weird. These people that look so unassuming.
Have sex. Get naked and thrust in a bed.
It's so, put their thing inside of somebody else.
Yes. No, I'm telling you, you are going to go into a meeting and you're going to look at your boss. And or maybe you are the boss and you're going to look, they're going to look at you and they're going to be like, you do weird shit and naked.
Well, and then we're so weird. Whenever we see people, we're like, they have sex.
And when I see 80-year-olds, do you have sex?
Okay, what about them?
I don't.
I think they do. They go camping.
Oh God. And then I'm like, does it get weird? Do you still kiss?
Ew.
Yeah.
Old people's like,
argh. Yeah. Do you still do it from behind? Do you still get up?
You're asking me. You're looking at me in my eyes and
No. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right? Or do you just go to missionary after
if
a
you
while?
Ever are, if you ever think someone's bigger than you or better than you, just think with the weird shit they do in the bedroom.
Yep.
Just think about that.
Yep.
Everyone's the same.
Even them.
Yeah, people get naked and put things all over the places.
Yeah.
Weird shit.
Yeah, and it's messy and it smells.
Yeah, they probably fart.
They definitely farted.
Or queef.
Yeah, shit, that's all I think about when I see people.
You think about dick.
Yeah.
I just see, when I'm like, people are serious, I'm like, don't even get serious. Don't even try. Don't get mad at me.
Yeah.
I know what you do.
Yeah.
Don't even.
Yeah.
Nice try, though.
Uh-huh.
And you take a dump.
Yeah.
And you sit on the toilet and you shit and make noises.
Yeah, and then you wipe your own bum.
This is so bad.
You know what I mean? We're all the same.
Exactly. Get off your high horse.
Yeah.
Even J-Lo.
Yeah. Oh my God, she poos. That's so weird.
She poos. And farts.
Oh. Wow.
People fart on average 46 times a day.
Oh, farting is the best.
So
if you don't fart,
you
fart, but it's quiet.
I
have you ever farted out loud?
I can't remember a time I burp
like a champion.
Like that is my issue.
That's your jam. I love it.
I don't have gas up the ass.
No.
I do not have gas of the ass. Oh. I have gas of the mouth.
Wow, chump, you're doing great today with the lingos.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, for real.
Yep.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know what? I've been with my kids a really long time, and I feel I'm so thankful for this time with them.
Keep it together.
I'm so thankful that I had this summer with them. I'm ready for a fucking break.
Oh my gosh, right? And then we can get back to like, we need to like summarize, like when you come together and you like, and you come think of, we need to come up with some crazy ideas. And shit.
Yeah, I think you and I right now are in a life rut, not a content rut. We're in a rut of like, you know, we are, oh God, it's.
You know what? 2020, baby.
No, it's, we still have half a year of 2019.
It's kind of busy.
No, it's not that busy.
Well, I'm not even home in November.
So. Few tours, a few things. Guess we're doing that other thing. But there, you know, the problem with us is we're always chasing something bigger. We're always chasing something bigger.
That's a piece of advice that we just cannot feel is like, you're doing great right now.
No, we're not. Actually, no, we're not. We're not doing great right now.
Right? You know what I mean?
No, it's
people
a lie.
Be like, no, but you are. But
No, we're not. No, maybe we have like an established name in the industry. That's not enough.
No,
you know what I mean?
Way.
Like, that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not enough. It's like, what the fuck are we looking for?
Well, I kind of want to be rich.
Okay.
Actually, I definitely want to be rich.
Okay. I do have to tell you, though, every person who looks like they're succeeding, I think we've said this 700 million times, and I hope you hear me one day, is they are definitely struggling with something. No one is 100% succeeding. No one's, you know what? Even if, you know, they're struggling in the bedroom. Someone is struggling somewhere with something. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No one's life is 100%.
I know.
So if they're killing it in this part, something else is failing, especially in work. If you're killing it here, you're failing somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's life. Even Gary Vee. Well, looks like he's killing it all the time, but I disagree. I bet he's struggling.
We know nothing of his personal life.
We don't.
Oh, really?
I just mean even work.
Mm-hmm.
But even there's always something failing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even the people who are like motivational talkers, something's failing.
I like that. Not motivational speakers. Motivational talkers. Oh, God. They're a dime a dozen these days, huh? I was like,
even the people who tell you that the fucking shittiest day is the best day of your life because tomorrow is a new day. No, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
You know what? You can have feelings too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you don't have to be 100% all the time.
You can't be.
Like, I'm high right now, probably.
Why are you so high?
I don't know.
What did you do? You're tired.
Yeah, I think I'm tired.
I was so tired when I got home that day.
Okay,
I literally got into bed at 8 p.m. and I was like, and the time change, I know you don't believe in the time change. The time change was a lot for me. It was like coming home, I was like, oh my, the day was so, I was like, what time is it time for bed? How is it only 1:40 in the afternoon?
Oh my God.
1:40.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. There's so many hours left.
The only good thing is tonight is early bedtime because tomorrow's the first day of school.
Okay.
And I mean, you could have two movie days back to like, you could like just like, it is movie day. It's beautiful out, but fuck it. It's movie day.
We have enjoyed this weather. My kids do not need to be outside ever again.
Yeah, no, for a year. You know what?
They have had their outdoor time.
We banked it.
Banked it.
Oh,
sure.
Shit. You guys also were on TikTok.
TikTok.
And we just started that because, well, why not? And it's fun. Again, we don't know what we're doing. We're just trying it to figure it out. Maybe we have like 300. How many followers do we have?
I think it's like 5 now.
No. Take a guess. How many do we have?
443. Yeah.
You know what? 500 followers is pretty big.
Why not? And it's fun.
Yeah? Did you do one today?
No. I'm high, okay?
That's the perfect time to do one. The challenges are done.
I honestly can't focus. I'm like, I can't snap out of it.
Do you drink water?
I just had a water.
You want more water?
I'm fine.
What are you going to make for dinner?
I know.
No.
I don't want...
No, nothing.
I don't want to cook.
What are you going
to
make?
I have to go grocery shopping.
Well, no, it's closed. Everything's closed.
Yes. Are you serious?
Legit, everything's closed.
Because I went to get my groceries delivered and they said tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, everything's closed. You could go to that one expensive store.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, guys.
That's where I was planning anyways.
Oh, that's open. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Nat, do you have anything else to say?
I just want to reiterate that you can use the Mom Truths code for FabFitFun to get your box. I like that stuff.
You know, and leave us a comment, and don't be afraid on Instagram to ask us a question on our Mom Truths podcast page. In our inbox, we'll answer them. I know, and let us know if you want to know anything, like, in the comments more about, like, I think sometimes we don't have a hindsight for where we're going. Like, virtual VIP is a new arm of what we're doing.
It's like we got stupid or something.
What do you mean?
We just can't, like, think
about it. I think we're just tired. I think it's honestly, it's like when you're a mom and your children are taking up most of your brain space, fucking working moms, you are my hero. Single working moms, you are even more of a hero to me. Everyone's a hero because holy shit, I think you're just moms, period. It's like your brain is like, it's like an octopus in my brain being sucked out. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like you're managing, you're juggling, you're thinking. I don't have time to think about myself. I don't have time to think about anything other than just them right now.
I know.
Tomorrow, though. Tomorrow. I can't do anything but let them go.
They're going to go. We're going to get a coffee, and our brains are going to be sharp and ready to go.
Let's do a podcast earlier next week.
Yeah.
And bank that shit.
Yeah.
So we're not sitting here trying to think of content about content. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when in doubt, just have a stupid conversation about a dildo or something.
Because I guarantee someone's going to laugh about it.
Right.
Someone's going to think it's funny.
Or they're going to make these dingbats.
Yeah, and then unfollow up the bye later.
No, they're not. They'll be like, well, you know what? I didn't know about that rabbit. I know about those flossers. Let me know about that. Mm-hmm. And if they do unfollow you, say la vie. But ask us your questions. Leave us a comment down below on the Apple shenanigans. I know a lot of you want to know. Did we ever talk about the book?
What book?
Our book that we wrote.
I don't know.
Like, how did we actually pull that off?
Oh, I told you that a girl called me, and she wants me to be her, what did she say? Like, it's like a mentor in book writing. And I was like,
what?
Sure, I don't really know what that means.
Did you say?
I told her how we wrote the book.
And what did she say?
Thank you so much for sharing all this information. It's so helpful.
Okay. Yeah, I want to know what part of our business you guys want to know, because when we live it, it's very confusing for us to know exactly. If we feel like everybody knows everything, but if you don't, leave it down below, and maybe we'll do a podcast of all of your questions about business.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a fun one, right?
Yeah.
All right, next podcast. Leave them on the, leave a review and your question, and we're going to get back to you on them.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Or hit us up on the Mom Truth podcast
Instagram page
because we can answer a lot of questions there too that we can't answer in. That was a nice grope you just gave me.
Yeah, I just touched your cooch.
You just touched my cooch. Guys, good luck with back to school. I hope everyone's surviving. We're thinking of you if you're homeschooling. Tell us if it's hard or easy. Not thinking about doing it.
Just curious.
I'm just curious. Do you have a back to school transition? And how do you wake up in the morning to do it?
No way.
How do you kick your ass into gear?
I have no idea. Because a lot of days I'd be like, okay, we don't have to do school today. No,
I would 100%. I'd be like, we baked muffins and did math and everything. And we are, I don't even know how they're smart enough to figure it out.
We'd be the worst.
We'd create our own school.
We'd be the worst teachers.
We would not teach.
No, we'd hire someone to
homeschool. We would do.
If you hire someone to homeschool, is it still homeschooling?
I don't know. Like, listen, that's pretty smart, actually. That's what stars do.
Really?
Yeah.
They're tutors.
They bring them on the road.
Well, we don't want them on the road.
Oh, fuck no! All right, guys, if you haven't got your tickets to Vegas, get them. Catnet.ca. We'll be coming to California. Totally lying. We'll be coming to Florida, and we'll be coming to all of the Great Lakes. I don't know where, but all of the Great Lakes. If you are near a Great Lake, we are coming to you. If we're near a Great Lake, you can come to us.
Yeah, all the lakes.
Yeah, like if you...
If your lake isn't that great.
Just come.
You can still come.
Yeah, girl, you're all invited. Bring your man, bring your woman, bring your woman man, bring your dog, bring your aunt, bring your cat.
Beppo's so cute right now. I just bathed her. She's a fluff ball. Okay, bye. See you guys over on Instagram and TikTok and all that other shit that we do all day. Why can't they just have one platform? You know what I mean? Why? Why keep this shit going? It's a bit much. Stop it. Stop creating shit, you people.
Yeah.
Go just sit down. Sit down.
You need to calm down.
Yeah, fucking take a page off Taylor Swift. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.